Run It All Over by Runaway Dreamer. Rating is explicit. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship Dean Winchester / Sam Winchester. Characters Dean Winchester, Sam Winchester. Additional tags. Early in canon. Brotherly platonic handjobs. And this is part one of the West series. Summary. Originally posted on LiveJournal, April 1st, 2012. When you live a life like theirs, chasing tail isn't always an option. But sometimes you just want someone to touch your dick, and your brother's hand is as good as any. Notes. Baited by Novak Ev, to whom I am still very grateful. Title from the Mae West quote. Give a man a free hand, and he'll run it all over you. Psst. Sam. Sammy. You awake? Tugged from sleep, Sam inhales deeply through his nose and moans. He rolls onto his back and opens his eyes to the motel room's dirty ceiling. Next verse, same as the first. Yeah, Dean. What's up? I can't sleep. Uh-huh. Sam mutters, drowsy and unimpressed. Why? He hears the rustle of bedding as Dean shrugs. I don't know. Except that he does. Sam knows that tone of voice. It's Dean's. Of course, I could answer your question. I'm just too embarrassed to do so without a fight. Voice. Super. Bad dream? Sam offers, easing him into it. Strips of light move across the shadowed ceiling as cars pass on the highway outside. No, I haven't slept at all. Dean complains, voice low and rough the way it goes when he's trying to be quiet. Sam's not sure why he bothers. It's not like there's anyone in the room to disturb anymore. Gassy? Shut up, no, bitch. Excuse me for trying to be sympathetic. By the way Dean huffs in annoyance, Sam knows the grin on his face was audible in the words. He's loose and warm in a bed that's more comfortable than the last few he slept in, so the good humor comes easily. You hit a home run with that girl back in Fayette? Sam's breath punches out with a laugh. He tries to summon surprise at the direction the conversation has taken, but Dean's mind is fairly predictable that way. What? Which girl? Dude, you know. The one with the funny name and the hair down to her ass. Oh, you mean Hanka. Right, that one. Did you really not hit that? You should have told me, man. I could have closed the deal easy. Her hair was something else. Bet it would have felt great on my... Dean, seriously? Honestly, trust Dean to wake him up in the middle of the night to rant about his latest fetish. Like the toothpaste blowjob discussion wasn't enough to traumatize a brother. The exasperated tone must translate well in the dark, because Dean goes quiet and then mumbles something that's either derogatory or apologetic. Are you going to tell me why you can't sleep, or can I go back to trying? There's no reason we should both suffer. And at least if I get some rest, I can drive tomorrow while you... I'm horny. Sam blinks, stopped short. He turns his head to the side and tries to make out Dean's shape in the other bed. A truck rumbles and growls as it approaches their motel. Engine breaks a mechanical howl in the night. Its lights illuminate Dean through the window long enough for Sam to see him. He's on his back, with just a sheet pulled to his bare chest. One knee bent up beneath it, and his face turned toward Sam. The light hides his face in shadow and then leaves the room in darkness as the truck passes. What? Sam asks automatically. He's pretty sure he knows what he heard, but something like this needs definite clarification. Dean sighs, sounding terribly put upon. I'm horny. Right, that's what I thought you said. It's not the first time Sam's heard those words out of Dean's mouth, of course. but it has been a while. Still, old habits die hard and all that. A trickle of warmth settles in his belly. It's been like a month since I got laid, Sam. A month. Dean groans like it's the worst thing he's ever heard. I just haven't been feeling it lately, you know? Then when I do, I'm too freaking tired to do anything about it. It's a serious blow to my reputation. He pauses. God, at least something about me is getting blown. Laughing despite himself, Sam scrubs a hand over his smile. He's completely awake now and faintly annoyed by the fact. He drops his hand and frowns in the direction of Dean's head. It couldn't hurt to needle him a little. Is there any particular reason you're telling me this? Oh, Sam, come on. You know why. Dean whines in a way that's probably supposed to make Sam feel bad. And okay, it does. Kind of. But only for a few seconds. And then a car cruises by slowly in the parking lot outside. In the light, it shines over Dean's bed. Sam sees a movement beneath the tent he's made with the sheet over his knee. Breathing lightly, Sam's ears pick up a faint susurration. Skin on skin or fabric on skin, whatever. That's pretty clearly coming from Dean, the horn dog. Sam wonders if he's been jerking off through their entire conversation and just how long he was going at it before he woke Sam up. Sam figures there's not much point playing dumb now. And anyway, it's been a damn sight longer than a month since he got laid. You want a hand with that? Dean sounds relieved when he answers, all airs dropped. Yeah, man. If you don't mind. Shaking his head in the negative, Sam sits up and swings his legs out from under the covers. It's warm in the room, so he doesn't bother putting any more clothes on after he pushes off the mattress and shuffles the couple of steps to Dean's. The bed doesn't as much as squeak when he sits at the edge where Dean's made room. This is the way they've always done it. Sam can't quite remember when it started, but it was after he started hunting with Dean again. A.S. After Stanford, as he tends to refer to it in the privacy of his own mind, where Dean doesn't have to get upset on principle at the reminder. Through everything that's happened over the years, nights like these have come up occasionally, where one or the other of them poses the request. Even less occasionally, the offer. Sometimes it's because, like tonight, they just haven't seen any action for a while. Although that's mostly one of Dean's reasons. Unlike his brother, Sam doesn't shrivel up and die inside at the idea of involuntary celibacy. But maybe that's just because he's at practice. Who knows? Sometimes they're in the middle of a job and can't spare the time, or just couldn't be bothered, to go out and find someone to relieve the tension. Sometimes life gets so fucked up, so completely beyond the levels fucked up should logically be able to reach, that even though their bodies want something, the idea of being with someone like that, being so close to someone who just doesn't get it, won't ever experience it, is abhorrent. And sometimes you just want someone to touch your dick, and your brother's hand is as good as any. How do you want it? Sam asks, plucking at the flimsy bedsheet covering Dean's body until he gets the hint and pushes it down and off. The air that was trapped beneath washes warm over Sam's side before it dissipates, and Dean's skin is a little sweaty when he puts his hand on his thigh. Taking in a deep breath, he smells pre-cum and something musky, masculine. If he has a slightly Pavlovian response to it and hardens in his shorts, well, that's between him and God. Dean shakes his head and shrugs his mouth, kicking the sheet off his feet and spreading his legs. Whatever you want's fine with me, seriously. Now that Sam can actually see it, he can make out the eager expression on Dean's face. It makes him grin, and when Dean catches the look, he grins back, teeth a white flash in the dim light and stark against the building flush on his cheeks. Spit. Jerk. Sam orders, still grinning as he holds his hand palm up near Dean's chin. Dean's got this bizarre quirk where he gets grossed out if Sam uses his own spit when he does this. He suspects Dean never quite got over that time they came across a giant worm thing that would spit disgusting, oily goo designed to lubricate its victims for digestion. It spat on Dean a whole lot and ruined one of his favorite shirts. Sam didn't get hit once, which probably cemented the whole incident in Dean's mind as pretty unfairly traumatic. Whatever it is, Sam doesn't take it personally, because Dean holds himself to the same standard when he's the one doing the jerking. Thought you'd never ask. Dean waggles his eyebrow suggestively and leans up. As Sam swipes his fingers carefully over Dean's soft lips to make sure it doesn't go everywhere, he wonders when exactly he stopped thinking of spit in his hand as gross and let his body start thinking of it as a precursor to a sex act. Because apparently his body doesn't care that the sort of sex is with his brother. It's definitely getting on board. Scooting backward, he props himself up with his clean hand on the bed and then wipes the saliva right over the head of Dean's cock. Shit. Dean hisses, throwing his head back against his pillow. Not feeling in any real rush tonight, and since Dean said he can choose how he wants to do it, Sam takes his time, working the lube onto Dean's length. Holding the shaft in a firm grasp, he rubs his thumb back and forth over the slit. Yeah, fuck. Dean's hips jerk when Sam passes the most sensitive spot at the top, but it's not long before he grunts and twitches from the stimulation. So Sam knows to stop directing focus there. Switching to long, slow strokes from base to tip, he keeps his face turned down, watching Dean's cock slip through his fist, the fleshy glands hot and silky smooth as it rubs against his palm. Before long, there's a sticky new glide to Sam's movements, and he knows it's from Dean, who's always produced pre-cum more readily than Sam. Not that Sam is ever going to crack jokes about Dean getting wet like a girl, because he still sometimes has nightmares about Dean's retaliation from the first and only time he did. Besides, it does make the whole thing easier. No call for extra lube like Sam would need once the spit started drying. Just a continuous, slippery pull that has him breathing almost as heavily as Dean. Dean's cock is kind of perfect looking. Even Sam has to admit it. It could probably win penis beauty contests if those exist, which he supposes probably do. Not that he's ever going to risk that Google search. You okay down there, Sammy? Startled, Sam looks up to find Dean arching his neck awkwardly to aim a questioning look at him. It takes a second for the words to make sense in context, and then he realizes he's just been sitting there, with his hand wrapped just this side of too tight for Dean's usual preference, right at the base of his cock, staring at the barely visible curve to the thick length, staring and thinking about how pretty his brother's dick is. Nice. Clearing his throat and hoping Dean can't see the blush on his face, Sam nods. Yeah, sorry. Zoned out. Tired, I guess. Nodding slowly in return, Dean drops his head back to the pillow and watches Sam through slitted eyes. You don't have to finish if you don't want. I could just... He makes a blatant gesture with his curled right hand. And yeah, Sam knows he doesn't have to. Knows Dean would forgive him after a day or two of probably unintentional annoyance. But his cock is still rock hard in Sam's grip. Pulse a heavy throb in the thick vein along the underside. The sight and the feel has Sam's tongue sitting numb and stupid in his mouth, and his heart beating hard to match. He wouldn't stop now unless Dean told him to. No, man, it's fine. He assures, even if the words are fumbled, because it is fine. He is not some kind of tease. Dean's hard up, and Sam's a good brother who finishes what he starts. So it's fine. Okay, well, cool. Dean murmurs, still watching him carefully. Licking his lips and trying to relax, Sam reaches up with his thumb to gather the dribble of clear fluid, wetting the head of Dean's cock, and then rubs it into the palm of his hand. Loosening his hold, He strokes all the way to the tip and then turns his hand over to stroke all the way back down, re-slicking the length and picking up a slightly faster tempo than before. Dean voices his approval pretty clearly, with a groan from deep in his chest, kicking his right leg out to give Sam room. His cheeks are blushing a dark red when Sam looks up from under his lashes, and Dean's mouth is wet and open as he breathes, hitches in the rhythm when Sam's fingertips bump, bump, bump over the sensitive nerve bundle beneath the head of his cock. Although Sam had been happy enough taking his time earlier, slow suddenly isn't going to cut it. He pauses mid-stroke with his index finger snug in the ridge, below the head, and rubs the pad of his thumb in circles, around and around the glands, more pre-cum leaking wetly from the opening. Breaths punching out with every revolution, Dean's thigh muscles start tensing, and his hips push up off the mattress. His brows are drawn tight together, and his teeth are firmly planted in his bottom lip. Sam knows the sensation is bordering on painful, too much direct stimulus to feel wholly good, but he keeps it up until... Fuck. The moment the curse explodes from Dean's mouth, Sam goes back to jerking his cock, fast and just a little rough, knowing exactly what will get him off hard and soon. Dean's belly has gone concave, abs tense, as he holds his breath except for those punchy gasps he can't seem to help. The closer he gets, the tighter his body coils, and his left thigh presses flush to Sam's hip, where Sam can feel the trembling his lower body succumbs to when he's near orgasm. The corner of his upper lip is pulling back over his teeth, and Sam knows he's almost there. Sam. Sam. Fuck. Come on. Fuck. He grits out, eyes squeezed shut. He's probably not even aware he's speaking. Sam swallows and keeps his gaze locked on his hand on Dean's cock, so careful to maintain the right grip and speed so that Dean doesn't have to do anything but lie there and shake and build toward his finish. When it finally happens, Dean's whole body convulses. His cock hardens even further a split second before, and then he comes, muscles pulling taut everywhere, head and shoulders hunching in, and his eyes open, staring down at where his cum spurts out onto his belly and chest and all over Sam's fingers. Slowing and loosening his grip, Sam strokes him through it. Dean's cum is warm and tacky as it spills out in gradually smaller pulses, his stomach twitching whenever Sam's hand reaches the top of a stroke and smears Dean's release over the sensitized head. He breathes heavily, arm thrown over his face, as he eases down from the high. Trying to get control over his body, Sam breathes deeply through his nose. He knows the sound is louder than it should be, but if he opens his mouth, he's pretty sure he's just going to start panting. His hand eventually stills on Dean's softening length. The pulse there is a gentling throb in comparison to Sam's thundering heartbeat, and it just reminds him that he really shouldn't be this worked up over giving his brother a totally platonic handjob. His cock is painfully hard, feeling overheated and trapped even in the baggy material of his boxers. He's about 2 seconds from bolting for the bathroom and a freezing cold shower when Dean speaks up.
You can take care of that if you wanna. I don't mind.
The words come out lazy and slow, but they jolt through Sam. He stares wide-eyed at Dean, whose arm came off his face while Sam wasn't paying attention, and who's gesturing toward Sam's obviously tented shorts with a flick of his eyes. In the light of what might be a weakly approaching dawn, or just a lamppost outside, his skin is sheened with sweat, a bead on his upper lip that Sam hastily looks away from before he can think any kind of thoughts about it, because things have been weird enough for one night. When Dean doesn't say or do anything else, Sam carefully lets go of his dick and draws his hand away, waiting for Dean to change his mind. Dean just watches through barely open eyes and maybe gives a little nod. Sam's not sure, because he's too busy using his clean hand to yank the waistband of his boxers away from his crotch. He doesn't bother taking them off all the way, just fists the material against his thigh
and wraps his other hand, still covered in Dean's cum, around his cock, and starts pulling. His toes curl instantly in the rough carpet. The friction of his hand, on what might as well be a part of his body he's neglected his whole life for how needy he feels, is shocking, and he knows he's not going to last more than a minute at most. Trying desperately to ignore the fact that he's jerking off with his brother's cum as lube is really hard when it's all he can focus on. And in the midst of pleasure that's so intense, it borders on agony, Sam peeks at Dean out of the corner of his eye. Dean's hardly moved, replete and relaxed enough that he might become one with the bed. He's still looking at Sam, eyes dark on his face, and when he sees Sam looking back, he lets his left arm stretch down at his side. It could be incidental, could be deliberate, but in either case, the backs of his fingers just reach Sam, a point of contact against the sensitive skin of his hip, where his boxers have ridden down. It sends a frisson shooting up Sam's spine like an electrical current, and when Dean's fingers move faintly, or maybe caress, God, Sam can't tell. It's too fucking much, and he comes with a desperate cry that strangles in his throat. Throwing his head back, he gulps in air with a shaking hand, pulling tight up his length to milk out every pulse. The knowledge that he's smearing his own cum into his skin with Dean's makes him groan, long and definitely pained, because it feels too good for something that makes him feel so wrong. Hunching over, he leans his forearm on his leg and keeps his eyes closed. With his hand still loose on his cock, he tugs short strokes near the base of his shaft where he's not as sensitive and it still feels nice to touch so soon after coming. By the time his breathing has evened out and his heart rate is something more closely resembling normal, Sam feels wrung dry. His brain is mush in his skull, and his body is cooling with sweat and other bodily fluids. He knows that's going to feel less than pleasant before long, but he doesn't have it in him to care too much. Good. The sound of Dean's voice, not freaked out or angry or disgusted, just checking Sam's okay, as always, calms something spiked and dangerous in Sam's gut. If Dean's okay, Sam's okay. At least for now. He grunts and nods, breathing deeply through his nose and sitting up straight. His back cracks and startles a happy sound out of him at the tension release. Dean snorts a laugh, but whatever. Just because his joints don't crackle and pop like Rice Krispies. Move, bitch. I'm gonna clean up the mess you made. Dean says suddenly, kneeing Sam in the back. Sam whips his head around to stare at Dean incredulously. Dean's got a shit-eating grin on his face, obviously looking to get a rise out of him, so Sam rolls his eyes. The mess I made, huh? Damn right. We wouldn't have this problem if you'd used the freaking tissues I left right there. Dean jabs his finger at the nightstand where, sure enough, there's a handful of napkins he'd apparently put there while premeditating this whole thing. Whatever. Sam mutters, standing up carefully in case his legs decide to go out from under him. Dean's knees brush against his as he swings his own legs off the mattress and stands up. He gives Sam a, admittedly weak, shove and stomps bare ass naked to the bathroom. It's a sight Sam's seen often enough in his life. Maybe too often, really. But tonight, it makes a lump settle in his throat. He's not sure if it's guilt or shame or something else altogether. So he shrugs his shoulders like he can shake it off and pushes into the tiny bathroom with Dean, flipping the light switch on behind him. Hey, wait your turn. Dean shoulder checks Sam as he tries to get at the sink, even though there's enough room for the both of them if he'd just move over. Sam elbows him back, and they end up jostling each other into the counter and splashing water everywhere, sputtering curses and grinning all the while. When they tire of the game, and Dean generously makes room, Sam joins him, scrubbing his hands clean, swearing and hopping from foot to foot as they wash down with water that barely heats above ball-shrinkingly cold. Then, taking turns with the only towel in the bathroom They dry off and duck back into the main room to dive into their respective beds, pulling on sheets and comforters in an attempt to warm back up. After a few minutes of disgruntled mumbling and grunting, they quiet down. Dean breaks the silence.
Thanks for that, man. I'll get you next time, okay?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good, Sam replies. He's mostly certain his voice sounds normal, casual, but on the inside, he's not sure how to feel.
Night, Sammy.
Night, Dean. Sam listens to Dean's breathing as it slows and lengthens. Lucky Dean, of course, can sleep just fine as soon as Sam can't. He lies there and watches now faint strips of light across the ceiling as the occasional car with its headlights still on drives down the highway. He tries, but he just can't determine when helping Dean out like this went from something he did clinically and thoughtlessly to something that turned him inside out like it did tonight. By the time the sun breaks free of the horizon, though, Sam's decided freaking out about it isn't going to get him anywhere. For all the shit they've been through in their lives, freaking out has always just found them more trouble than solutions. If anything's going to happen here, with this, it will happen whether Sam likes it or not. And honestly, the distinct lack of revulsion and denial that he's feeling right now at the thought of Dean as a legitimate sexual partner, well, Sam doesn't think he's not going to like it if it does. What will come, will come. In the meantime, Sam decides as he listens to Dean snore quietly on the other side of the room. He's just going to make sure he chooses the most inconvenient time possible for Dean to return tonight's favor. As a little brother, it's the least he can do.